This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome to the broadcast. It is Friday night. We're here live. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. Don't forget to support the network if you enjoy this broadcast. We appreciate your participation and your activism. This broadcast stands on activism. Do something. See something? Do something. When you see corrupt government, you like a knee-jerk reaction. You should act. The best thing you can do for the highest benefit with the lowest risk. What's that, Mike? Everybody on mute. We're getting word from the board. We're getting some feedback noise. So you guys, if everybody can go on mute, that means Lori, Gary, and Chris, if you can just mute yourself until I'm done with my little thing, and then you guys can come in. So the best thing you can do for the highest benefit and the lowest risk is go to courtroomwatch.org or courtroomwatch.com. Either one will get you there, and download the jury nullification flyers. You want to do something to benefit. And this is benefit in the long run. It may not be Tom Blockavara, may not be held necessarily in your county, but you can help take back your county and really take the system down a notch and help resurrect this republic by getting your neck of the woods squared away with people who know about jury nullification. People on the right, so to speak, and the left, supposed left, whether if you want to box it into that paradigm. But generally speaking, it doesn't matter if you have which tendency you have. Almost everybody wants to be treated fairly when they get into court, and almost nobody is treated fairly when they get into the witch's court. So it's essential that anybody out there who hasn't done it, please do not delay. Get yourself, it's real simple. Just go to the website, download. It doesn't cost anything except whatever you got in ink and printing paper, and print out a stack of jury nullification flyers and start passing them out. One of the most effective places is going down to your county courthouse on jury selection day. Just call ahead of time and find out what day jury selection day is, and stand out front. You can also do it in the lobby. Be discreet. Don't block any doorways or anything like that. Don't give them any excuses to try to bounce you out of there. But you have every right, and the federal court has recently affirmed that, that you're passing out jury nullification flyers is absolutely protected by the First Amendment. So, and do not be case specific. Just print out the general flyer. That's why I didn't put any, you know, the only case specific is just an example of how jury nullification is accepted through other court decisions. But you don't put names of the people you're supporting there. Keep that separate, because then they can say, well, you're polluting the, you know, you're contaminating the jury pool. And, you know, so keep it general. Just let people know they have every right and every duty to nullify the law as well as the facts in their decision. They don't have to explain it. They don't submit to the pressure from other jurors who are usually planted by the government or the chief witch himself or herself who likes to perform jury intimidation and manipulation. I think we moved them a little bit here. They show a movie now. Instead of instructions from the judge, they get a movie. Watch. I have not been able to see the movie yet. I'm going to work on that and give you a report on that in the near future. I'm sure it's very interesting, and I'm sure it's nothing more than a formalization with a bunch of Hollywood slickness and CIA brainwashing, trying to get people to, you know, basically telling the jurors the same thing that the court witch is going to tell them, which is you must do this or you can't do that. That's a bunch of baloney. A juror can vote his or her conscience no matter what and do it with a clear conscience. It doesn't matter if a statute was broken. 99.9% of these idiotic codes, regulations, and statutes, we know they're highly unconstitutional and in complete opposition to any common law or fundamental inalienable rights and precepts. So I think what I want to do real quick here, Mike, because it's only going to take 5 minutes, if Mike on the board can pull up the Judge Napolitano five-minute speech from last night, I think it bears repeating. And the reason I want to do it a second time is for anybody who didn't get it. He goes through it kind of quick, and that's good because he gets it done in and out. So it's not a big prolonged thing. We're going to turn it over to Lori Anderson here. We also have Gary and Chris. So we're a huge blessing tonight. We've got Lori back. We've got Gary and Chris waiting in the wings. So if, while Mike pulls up that speech, I'm just going to, why don't we do this? We'll have Gary give us a prayer, and then we'll listen to Judge Napolitano. And when you listen to this time around, I want people to make a note, maybe like a plus column and a negative column. And you put down a little plus if something that Judge Napolitano mentions that Trump has either repaired, remedied, or attempted to remedy, or at least addressed in a serious way, like serious, not just mentioning it as a platitude on his campaign trail to sound good and get votes, like everybody other politician. No, but I mean, if he's addressed it in a serious way, either done something about it or visibly really tried, you where you can tell. And I think, you know, I've just put a little plus if he's done something and a little negative if he's done nothing or if you believe that nothing will change under his administration. So, and I think you'll see about what we're going to expect at the end of the speech by Judge Napolitano. But before that, I'll have Gary give us a prayer and some spiritual words early in the show here to get us off on the right foot. And then when we turn it over to Lori, she can take it away, and Gary can interject at any time, as well as Chris. But tonight's it will be heavy on the Lori. And so with that, we're going to turn it over to Gary and then over to Judge Napolitano for a repeat of the speech from last night. Go ahead, Gary. You might be on mute. I'm going to mute myself as well as soon as Gary comes in. Gary, take yourself off mute and join us for a prayer before we go to Judge Napolitano. We may be having technical difficulty with Gary. Gary, if you can hear me, your phone may be on mute. So while you work on that, let's just go right to the Judge Napolitano speech, because I don't think Lori got a chance to hear this, and I want to get her comment on this as well. And by the way, remember, for everything he mentioned, has Trump fixed it, really tried to, or not? And so, Mike, roll that speech. Go ahead.
Does the government work for us, or do we work for the government? Tonight, what if the Constitution no longer applied? What if the whole purpose of the Constitution was to limit the government? What if Congress's enumerated powers in the Constitution no longer limited Congress, but were actually used as a justification to extend Congress's authority over every realm of human life? What if the president, meant to be an equal to Congress, has instead become a democratically elected, term-limited monarch? What if the president assumed that everything he did was legal just because he's the president? What if he could interrupt your regularly scheduled radio and TV programming for a special message from him? What if he could declare war on his own? What if he could read your emails and your texts without a search warrant? What if he could kill you without warning? What if Supreme Court justices no longer looked to the Constitution to determine the constitutionality of a law, but rather simply to what justices who preceded them thought about it? What if the rights and principles guaranteed in the Constitution have been so distorted in the past 200 years as to be unrecognizable by the founders? What if the 50 states were no longer sovereign entities, equals to each other, and parents of the federal government they voluntarily constituted? What if the states were mere provinces of a totally nationalized and fully centralized government? What if the Constitution was amended stealthily, not by constitutional amendments duly ratified by the states, but by the constant and persistent expansion of the federal government's role in our lives? What if the federal government decided if its own powers were proper and constitutional? What if the Constitution were no longer the supreme law of the land? What if you needed a license from the government to speak, to assemble, or to protest against the government? What if the government didn't like what you planned to say, and so it didn't give you the license? What if the right to keep and bear arms only applied to the government? What if posse comitatus, the federal law that prohibits our military from occupying our streets, were no longer in effect? What if the government considered the military an adequate dispenser of domestic law enforcement? What if cops looked and acted like troops and you couldn't distinguish the military from the police? What if you were not secure in your person, in your papers, and in your property? What if federal agents could write their own search warrants in defiance of the Constitution? What if the government could decide when you were and were not entitled to a jury trial? What if the government could take your property whenever it wanted? What if the government could continue prosecuting you until it got the verdict it wanted? What if the government could force you to testify against yourself simply by labeling you a domestic terrorist? What if the government could torture you until you said what the government wanted to hear? What if people running for president actually supported torture? What if the government tortured your children to get to you? What if government judges and government lawyers intimidated juries into convicting the innocent? What if the government could send you to your death and your innocence meant nothing so long as the government's procedures were followed? What if America's prison population, the largest in the world, was a cruel and unusual way for a country to be free? What if half the prison population never harmed anyone but themselves? What if the people had no rights except those the government chose to let them have? What if the states had no rights except to do as the federal government commanded? What if our elected officials didn't really live among us, but instead all had their hearts and homes in Washington, D.C.? What if the government could strip you of your rights because of where your mother was when you were born? What if the income tax was unconstitutional? What if the states were convinced to give up their representation in Congress? What if the government tried to ban you from using a substance in your body that is older than the government itself? What if voting didn't mean anything anymore because both political parties stand for big government? What if the government could write any law, regulate any behavior, and tax any event? The Constitution be damned. What if the government was the reason we don't have a Constitution anymore? What if you could love your country but hate what the government has done to it? What if sometimes, to love your country, you had to alter or abolish the government? What if Jefferson was right? What if that government is best which governs least? What if I'm right? What if the government is wrong? What if it is dangerous to be right when the government is wrong? What if it is better to perish fighting for freedom than to live as a slave? What if freedom's greatest hour of danger is now?
You think about that, Lori?
Yes, I've heard that. That was one of his most famous speeches. I've heard that he did that a couple of years ago, and it was phenomenal. And if I'm not mistaken, and I may be wrong, but I think that's the one speech that actually got him off of Fox News there for a while.
I think here's my take on it. I think that was his final. I'm not positive of this. I haven't completely researched it in depth, but I think it looked to me like it was he knew he was getting booted before. Mm-hmm. That speech, and that was his last shot, the hardcore truth as he was leaving. I think that was his last broadcast as he was walking out the door. I don't think that was the speech that caused him to get fired and then he was kicked. Maybe it was, but it looked to me like that was his final hoorah, if I'm not mistaken. I vaguely remember watching it when he was getting scooted out the door there and just being bummed out that, you know, the last piece of truth in the media, you know, was gone. I mean, Lou Dobbs is not really qualified. He's down the toilet on a whole bunch of things. He's not quite the real deal. But, you know, he could be convinced to be a neocon at all kinds of times. But Judge Napolitano, I think, is really good. And so, yeah. I mean, look at the list. Has anything changed in there? Has Trump done anything to return sovereignty to the states? Has he done anything?
Some news that I'm going to be covering.
Hold on. Let me just run through the list real quick. He gets a negative on that. Has he expanded the federal government or reduced it? He's absolutely expanded it. I thought the Department of Education was supposed to go bye-bye. He just appointed the head of the Department of Education over, what was it, where she just gave a speech at, by the way, George Mason University. Has he expanded the government? He gets a negative on that. Of course he's expanded it. He made the military-industrial complex much bigger. Does the government decide what goes on, or do we decide? It still decides. The Constitution is no longer the law of the land, which is what's happening, and I don't see him changing it. Do you need a license for everything? Of course. Still, Trump hasn't addressed that. Licensing on rights? Please. Turning rights into privileges? Even the witch's court has ruled against that. He gets a negative on that. Bear arms for the government or the people? Well, the witch's court under Trump's Justice Department is prosecuting people saying the people can't be armed, can never point a gun at a law enforcement officer, must do whatever we're told. We just got to get a good case of bootlicking Nazi syndrome. Military acting as law enforcement, cops equaling the military in their appearance and their behavior. All this stuff is here. He gets a negative on both of them. Are you still safe in your personal papers and stuff? I don't see the NSA going anywhere or the CIA getting any smaller. The Patriot persecution has been ramped up, and it's absolutely in full gear, and that's why there's not a lot of good news right now. As long as the Bundys and company are sitting in prison, and Tom LaGuevara and all the people like him, there's hundreds of thousands, if not millions of them, around the country. So all the really important stuff, you know, jury trial or no jury trial. Well, we have still courts still all around the country saying you're not getting a jury trial. It happens all the time. And what is Trump's Justice Department doing about that? That's a fundamental, major problem. They should be up in session, should be up in arms about that. He could care less. That's what he makes his living on. The persecution and the tyranny is going to continue. They're still going to be telling people you're not going to get a jury trial, you're going to get a bench trial. Oh, that's going to be fair. The single court witch is going to decide your fate. How do you think they're going to rule? They're going to pack the prisons with as many people as possible so they can make more money in their pension plans, just like Sessions is doing right now from his gig as Attorney General in Alabama. Don't forget, the Alabama Public Employees Fund is invested in CCA, Concentration Camps of America. They like to call themselves Correction Corporation of America, but in fact, it's actually Concentration Camps of America. They're locking up good patriotic people for standing for their property rights. What is going on in this bizarre world? And we think that Trump's doing anything good? I mean, the most important things we have, which is our freedom and the freedom of our fellow patriots, we're being slaughtered by the courts nationwide. So anyway, with that, I'll turn it over to let's turn it over to Gary. Is Gary, are you with us yet?
Oh, I'm right here.
Oh, good. Give us some wisdom and prayer, and then we'll get back over to Lori here in a minute or two.
Yeah. Well, I think it's quite interesting. A couple of things that have developed. I'm sure it's across the country before it gets to me, but I'll bring it up for what it's worth. They're talking about how the Denver has been the new Washington, D.C., and, of course, all the tunnels that connect between the big cities and everything, which they have. And they don't talk about that situation at all. And they're not talking about the pole shifts too much in the federal part that we're hearing about all the storms and everything. So there's a number of things that are upon us that I'm sure some of the general public out here know more about it than I do. So, and I'm part of the general public, by the way. Well, we'll come to our Father asking him tonight for guidance and prayer for safety, and specifically for the folks who are on this particular program tonight. We've already experienced a little bit of phone troubles, but we pray they'd be minor so that the message can get across. And we ask for the protection for the for Tom Lochtvar and the strengthening of himself during this time. And as we go towards this close of the hour, we'll
of which we've ask never perceived the, any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My friends, welcome back to the broadcast. So before we get to Lori, you know, I just want to say Trump's doing a fantastic job of covering. He's doing really great. He's covering for Hillary Clinton, making sure she doesn't go to prison. He's making sure the IRS doesn't go away, making sure the private bankers still print our currency. Doing a great job, making sure the military-industrial complex gets more money. We're threatening to attack more nations around the world. He's doing a great job of keeping our private property titles in the hands of the local government, doing a great job of locking up patriots through his Justice Department. He's doing a great job of ramping up the drug war. He's doing a great job of promoting asset forfeiture and seizure. He's doing a fantastic job pimping police abuse and police brutality at the Long Island press conference, where he repeated himself six times in 90 seconds. I could go on and on. He's doing a great job. I love you, Mr. President. Okay, so, Gary, back to your prayer. I'm being sarcastic, but Gary, back to your prayer, and then if we run into the bottom of the hour, we will get right to Lori after the break, and she's got the rest of the night. She's got some good news, apparently, which I needed, because from what I see, we got more of the same. It's like another Bush administration, throw the Patriots and the conservatives a few bones, talk a good game like Reagan did and Gerald Ford, and then stick the knife in our back with more globalism and more war. So with that, back to Gary, and then over to Lori. Go ahead, Gary.
Okay, and as we were asking our Father to strengthen the ones of Bundy's and Tom Lochtvar, and give the protection to the people that are in and out of these, the patriots of the good patriots of America, who really believe in the Constitution and believe in our Father, the Creator, and want to do the will of the Father, the Creator, and do the will that is rightfully right before the eyes of our Creator. We ask, Father, that you would be with us as we go through this evening and strengthen the radio station. And we ask you bless this Republic Radio for bringing forth this good news across the country and at all times of day. So we thank you for that. We ask this in Yadivahi's name, so be it.
Thank you so much, Gary. Wonderful prayer. We appreciate your presence here, and that really helps. Lori, I'm going to turn it over to you to take us to the bottom of the hour.
Well, hello, everyone. It is so good to join you tonight. And yes, I do have some good news. I want to share something with you since we only have a few minutes before the next break. And this was an amazing piece that was written by a 13-year-old girl. I'm blessed enough to know her and have had the opportunity to be able to mentor her. And she read it to me, and I asked her if I could read it to the listeners, and she did give me permission to do so. And it's just an amazing thing. So before I read what she wrote, I want to quote 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That is important to remember in these trying times. We need to remember that. So this is what this little girl wrote. What is fear? Fear is like a war. It can start in the blink of an eye and can last for years. Fear is like a disease. It can spread from person to person and never stop. Fear is like darkness. It will always come and block us from seeing the light. Fear is the devil who torments us and tries to steal our souls and imprison us in hell. But what fear is not? Peace. That means the end of a war that lasted years. A cure that stops a disease from spreading. Light that cuts darkness and helps us see good. God that makes the devil tremble in his shoes and hides at the mention of the Lord's name. God is here, and he's here to stay, making fear want to run away. Fear won't go and puts up a fight, but disappears in the morning light. Fear makes a sound and won't be quiet. Then God's voice is loud, and fear is silent. We need to remember in all things God is in control, through the good and in the bad. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So with that, we're going to go to this break, and then I'm going to give you some really good news that's coming out of the lines of the real news. Hang with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you out. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine, and we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you, never your hot forehead out. Then you feel everything's alright, yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment sweet for the fire in your head. Close your eyes and relax, think of nothing tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Come on, to find out that brand new and expensive could have been saved for the poor. Why has it been wasted? We could have raised maybe 300 silver pieces or more. People who are
hungry.
People who are starving matter more.
Mike, is my audio there?
Sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll be by, so forget about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright.
Surely you're not saying we have the resources to save the poor from their lot. There will be more always. Pathetically struggling, look at the good things you've got. Think while you still have me, move while you still see me. You'll be lost, you'll be so, so lonely when I'm gone.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the Rock Superstar. That's Yvonne Elliman. With Ian Gillan from Deep Purple playing Jesus Christ and Murray Head playing Judas. We're back to the broadcast with Lori and Gary. We appreciate you all joining us on the RBN Network. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. We're going to get right back to Lori. Lori, can you please continue where you left off?
Absolutely. So how many of you, I'm going to give a little bit of background just in case you don't know who Joe Robinson is. We've spoken about Joe Robinson many times on the Resurrect Republic RTR Truth radio broadcast. And I believe you have too as well on your show here, Eric, as well.
Right.
Joe Robinson is a disabled Navy veteran. And he is from Montana. He is a person that loves the outdoors. And for years, he had taken care of his own property in the Montana backwoods near the town of Basin. He has a service dog named Sasha that is always at his side. He was prosecuted by the Environmental Protection Agency for changes that he made to a stock pond on a mining claim which he himself owned. Joe Robinson was convicted last year of the alleged violations of the Clean Water Act related to activities on his Montana property, according to a May 2016 report. Now, I will give links on the Google Plus where you can read the entire history of Joe Robinson. But the good news is Joe Robinson has been released. He has been released, I repeat. It states that Joe Robinson, convicted by the Obama administration for alleged violations of the Clean Water Act, has been furloughed from the federal prison facility where he has been locked up since September of last year, following his appeal in the Ninth Circuit Court on Wednesday. September 6, Robinson was released into his own custody to enter into a halfway house in Butte, Montana, with plans to later be admitted to the Veterans Administration Medical Center in Fort Harrison, Montana. Robinson hopes to enter a PTSD inpatient program at the Fort Harrison, Virginia. He remains under the Department of Justice supervision, and his formal release date is December the 2nd of this year. Lindsay Sunilmaski, creator of the Free Navy Vet Joe Robinson Facebook page, has advocated for and reported on Joe's situation for several months, and in the video below, you can see her greeting and talking to him as he leaves the prison and prepares to travel from Denver, where he's spent the last year in federal custody.
I did not know that guy was locked up. I thought they were fining him. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
No, Mr. Robinson lost 60 pounds while he was in prison. He's suffering from poor health due to lack of proper care during his first months in prison. She told the Free Range Report that prison officials initially neglected Robinson's severe medical needs, and it was only after receiving a visit from Colorado Congressman Ken Buck that he began to receive the attention that he needed. John Lamb was at the bus station when the bus arrived with the disabled Navy veteran, and I would play the audio for you, but it's really hard to hear, so it wouldn't do well over that. But I do want to say this. Joe made a statement in that video that almost made me cry. And this is what he told John Lamb. Quote, "I couldn't have made it without you," unquote. So that is some of the good news. He is now out of federal custody, and he is back in Montana. Praise God. That is one piece of the good news that I have to give to you. Now, I have a lot more good news to give you tonight, but right now, we do have a caller waiting on the line. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and take the call from Pat, and then I'll get to the rest of the news. Hi, Pat. How are you doing tonight?
Hi. I just wanted to say that I was prompted to call by the reading of the Napolitano, but I wanted to tell you that most people do not know that the UN Covenant on Civil and Political Rights was put in by in 1992 on April 4th, and Jesse Helms said, put in a proviso that said, at no time would the UN ever override the United States Constitution. And the Senate, he put that proviso in, but he had to go to the hospital, so the Senate took it out. They had a stand-up, unrecorded vote behind closed doors to pass that UN Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. Now, I don't know anybody brave enough to claim it right now, but it happened. And another thing on this convention of states that Mark Levine is behind, I want to ask you, when they put in any new amendments, what's going to make those utilized or respected any more than the ones we have now?
That's a trap.
They violated everything but the Third Amendment. I figure it's coming, and that is they're going to that says you can't quarter troops. I think it's the Third Amendment. I'm getting a mix up.
It is. Right. It's the Third.
Except by law. Well, see, that's the trouble of the UN Constitution. By law, everything is by law, and it can be changed overnight by law.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's useless, you know. And what you need to do is look up something called the New States, one word, New States Constitution, because that's the one they would like to put on the table, and it came out in 91, whenever they were trying to get rid of it back then. And now they're trying to say new states like Puerto Rico. If we made a new state, well, we'd have to have a new something crazy like that. But it's another constitution, and it will not have a trial by jury. And all these things that we have now will lose.
Yeah, it's a trap. Definitely a trap.
Yeah. But I haven't found too many people that pay attention. And
I would argue that by the fact that the county owns your house and will foreclose on it and take it from you if you don't pay them rent, that de facto they are quartering troops in your house, because the police basically own it. They're going to come throw you out of it if you don't pay them. They're kind of like the non-resident.
Oh, I know that.
They're almost there already, but you make good points, Pat. Thank you.
It's code enforcement and animal control corporation, international code enforcement and animal control corporation. It's just like the Federal Reserve. It's listed in the white pages.
It's the international.
Okay.
It's the international manifestation on the local level of the International Property Maintenance Code. All the local municipalities are being bought off by the globalists, and they just immediately dump fluoride in the water, pass the International Property Maintenance Code, jack up the taxes, run the town bankrupt so the state can scoop it up, and then they get paid off and the people suffer.
Well, they're planning on coming into your house and inspecting it under the guise of weatherization. You are wasting energy, and we were going to see if you are or not. And they also plan on assaying here in Fort Worth, I know, I see things. They plan on assaying what you own so they can come in and tax that.
They already do that in Kansas. They've had it for several years. It's called a personal property tax. And the state police come on private property with no warrant and they take down right. VIN numbers and information on anything they see in your yard, a snowmobile, a four-wheeler, a boat, a new tractor,
plastic
anything
automobile.
That they see that you've bought. I mean, you've got to hide your stuff there. They send you a bill. They estimate the value and say, oh, we noticed, dear Mr. Smith and Mrs. Smith, Kansas Middle American people, we noticed you have just bought a new boat sitting in your driveway. It looks like about an $8,000 boat. You owe us $2,500, and if you don't pay it, they come steal your stuff at the point of the cop's gun, those great guys in the law enforcement field.
People need to wake up, really wake up.
Disgusting.
Because it's commanded in the Bible, with all you're getting, get understanding, and people just think, oh, God's going to on my side. He's in charge. He's going to take care of me. Not really, because if you don't make an effort, he won't make an effort. I'm 75 years old.
I'll say this. God will take care of you, but you have to walk by faith. Not only walking by faith, you have to have an action. Every miracle in the Bible, somebody did an action first.
Right. I agree, but some people don't go for that. They just...
Well, there's a lot that won't, but remember, not everybody's going to make it to heaven either. We can't force that upon people. It's everybody has a different time and space to come to that understanding.
And unless God shows you, don't waste your sorrows. If he if he puts a hurricane over a city and destroys it because they originated that bathroom craziness that Obama passed that executive order on, it was originated there, but it was also discovered there. And also, too, they have voted for abortion down there since Hitler was a corporal. And my friend says, why are those Mexican Catholics voting for abortion? Well, they do. And you're not going to get by with it anymore. Things are getting tough anymore. And wherever they vote for Hillary, watch out. I'm telling you, watch out for wherever they voted for Hillary.
Well, just remember, the Bible also, you're welcome. And just remember, Pat, the Bible also talks about those being blinded. The truth is hid from those that are lost. So we have to remember that, and we have to remember
true.
To continue to pray for everybody,
for
even the ones who despitefully use and abuse us, because that is how their
true
hearts
too.
Are
that's
turned.
True too. But you can pray against the judgment of God, and if you keep on praying, he might say, stand aside, or then you might think, well, he's not listening to my prayer. But,
it's
but
not necessarily. Well, here's the thing,
Is
it just because you think he's not listening? Sometimes he doesn't answer our prayers because it's not the best thing for us.
That's what I'm trying to say. I had a friend, she tried to pray against what was going on in Waco, and he said, stop, you're bending my ears. So, and I've tried to pray for people that were on ICU, and he said, stand aside, I'm working an individual life. And you just quit praying, and it's just wasting your time. I mean, but at least he tells you. But pray, we should pray that the war will end and we will win every war.
We've already won, honey. What were the statements of Christ on the cross? It's finished. Period.
Well, we have power, but unless we believe it and use it, and some people are saying now.
Yes, but what I'm saying is, it's already finished.
Well, we don't have to give animal sacrifices anymore, but I saw in the last, I still think we personally have to take on the devil, because that's what Jesus did. He got the keys to heaven and hell, and he gave them to us.
Reprove, rebuke, exhort in all manner, and be ready, be instant in season and out of season in order to do so. That part is correct. However, God took care of it a long time ago. We just have to follow our role and what we are called and chosen to do.
Yeah, what we're called to do. But there's so many people, you know what they say? I had a friend and she said, oh, well, I'm not a citizen of earth. I'm a citizen of heaven. And I thought about it for a little while, and I thought, on earth right now, citizenship has no value. But in heaven, it has a lot of value, a lot. And so you can you can relish that you're a citizen of heaven. But don't count to on earth. They don't think citizenship is any good. So he's just trying to encourage us.
That's a great idea.
But I look at it like this.
Remember, anytime you're going to have to go fill out a form and they put citizenship, put heaven. I love it.
Yeah, I've heard people say if you want a corporation and you want to keep them away from you, just make God your partner. They won't want to go to court and make God exist or even argue over it.
Well, you're a child of the king. You're a child of the king. I know who my daddy is.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much. God bless
you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
So I have some more good news for everybody, just in case you have not heard this. One-third of Idaho representatives are calling on the Attorney General Jeff Sessions to back off the Bundy Ranch case. Quote, "This is disrespect for the rule of law and the jury system." And
wow.
I will get back with that after this break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Nature's weak, telling you something's wrong. It's nature's weak, telling you in a song. It's nature's weak.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. That was Nature's Way by Spirit. Thanks for joining us. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. We've got Lori Anderson tonight. We've got Gary. I think Chris might be waiting somewhere in the wings. We'll try to bring in Chris during the next hour. Chris, if you have anything important to chime in, you can just interject at any time. Lori, I'm sure, will not mind. We always value the presence of Gary and Chris and Lori. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. We'll have another break coming up in a couple minutes. But Lori, did you want to pick up where you left off, please?
Sure, absolutely. So what is going on is one-third of the Idaho representatives are now calling on Attorney General Jeff Sessions to back off the Bundy Ranch case. Their quote is, it is the disrespect for the rule of law and the jury system. As reported by Tim Brown on September 3, 2017, last Friday, following a meeting of Tier 1 and Tier 3 Bundy Ranch defendants in court with Judge Gloria Navarro, a trial date was set for October the 10th. That trial date will include Eric Parker and Stephen Drexler, who have already been tried twice with hung juries and non-guilty verdicts. Now at least a third of the Ohio representatives are calling on Attorney General Jeff Sessions to put an end to the badgering of these men with trial after trial, a clear violation of the Fifth Amendment's protections against double jeopardy. And yes, I know the legalese about the mistrials, but the fact of the matter is that under that thinking, one could try someone indefinitely. Deb Jordan, co-host of the Pete Santilli Show, shared a story of what the outcome of the meeting was with Tim Brown on Friday's Sons of Liberty radio show. And after this break, I'll go into the rest of the information for you.
Beautiful. We will be right back.
And I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.